worldwide leader lives in Cleveland. This is ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland.
We've only won 4 games in the last 2 years and only won 1 last year, so we're very realistic about where we are. We're going to be patient. We're going to do it right. We're going to build through the draft, not take shortcuts, and try to produce a team that will consistently win games. And as we've said many times, haven't done yet, but said many times, provide the fans of Northeast Ohio the kind of team they deserve in the Cleveland Browns.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com.
Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
And we welcome you to Week 7, and there's no place like home, as your Cleveland Browns return to First Energy Stadium for a Sunday matchup with the Tennessee Titans. Good evening, friends. Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry. It is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show all across the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Gerard, how you doing, pal?
I am doing great, Kenneth. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Let's get it all started with 4 downs. First down right now.
First down.
Sunday's game, one to forget as a young football team. How do you get past a game like that, like what you took on with the Houston Texans? Are there positives to be taken away from that game?
Miraculously so, there are positives. The positives are this. It's a teaching experience. You can learn from it. You're looking at me like I'm crazy, but here's the deal. What you learn from it is the mistakes that were made and how it all fits together. And I think back to the one particular play, the Will Fuller touchdown. Cover 2 is a basic. Everyone runs it. Coverage in the National Football League, college, high school, you name it. Everyone's running it.
Yeah.
But you saw on full display what happens when you don't do your part. Though it may be minimal or it may be great, but if you don't do your part, that leads to a touchdown. And what you had in that situation was the one in which Taylor did not reroute the receiver. The end result was that it was a free release. And when you give a wide receiver, especially when it runs a 4-2 or 4-3, a free release, he's going to score because it puts a safety in a bind. So what I hope they learn from that particular experience is that it all works together. You can't be a solo or a sole entity. You have to do what the defense calls for, what the offense calls for. And that's why I said what you learn from it is that the coaches aren't making it up when they tell you that you have to do your part and you have to do exactly the way we tell you to do it. And if you don't do that, bad things will occur. So I hope if anything learned from it, the defensive side and the offensive side of the football field, is that you have to do your part, and they're instructing you to do certain techniques and certain things for a reason. If you don't do it, again, bad things will occur.
Time for second down.
Second down.
DeShone Kizer named on Wednesday midday that he'll be your starter for Sunday afternoon. What can a guy learn by sitting out 1 week?
Well, you hope it just broaden his perspective on how you need to relax and not force the issue, because I believe the same thing happened to Kevin that was happening to DeShone, in that he started forcing the issue, trying to throw the ball much harder instead of putting touch on it, hence the overthrows. And then hopefully he just learned and set himself and said, you know what? Mistakes that Kevin was making, I was doing the same thing. Here's how I would have done this and went about it from an approach standpoint. So I hope that if anything, DeShone walks away from it saying, you know what? I need to go out there and relax and just let the game come to me and not force the issue.
Well, you're seeing this the way it works throughout one game. And I think that one part of this is that he has to realize just how much is going to be on his shoulders. At the same time, I got to try to get him to relax and deliver and actually play. But I think that this has to be learned that he is supposed to be the future of this franchise. He's a guy that they're going to give, I would say, the rest of the season to see if he can develop and see if he can work out before we start talking about anybody next year. And for him, he's got to stand in there and deliver and go through the progression of what you need to go through to deliver the football and to play football well. Because I don't know if some of the bugaboos that plagued DeShone are going to be fixed in 1 week. I don't think they can. So he has to learn to go through the process to become a better quarterback, and yes, have to deal with sometimes less than ideal situations because of penalties, because of whatever wide receiver room you might have, because you're a very young football team and you're going to make a ton of mistakes.
Yeah, and it goes back to what I just said earlier, Ken, in that with that week off and sitting on the sidelines and seeing the game unfold, You also have opportunity to observe everything. And you see, again, how it all fits. Now, when you feel like you're running for your life or the world's on your shoulders, it's hard to have a broad perspective. You're more myopic thinking about yourself and what you need to do.
You can see that defense, too, when they come off the field.
Exactly,
too.
And
there's
how that feels.
Exactly.
Now you know what that aligns, but you hope with that frustration, again, he doesn't put too much on his shoulder, because at the end of the day, the quarterback needs support. He's not going to be able to do it by himself. Should he help elevate guys' game? Of course, that's part of his role as a leader. But the same token, I hope he walks away from the experience saying to himself, okay, this is how all this fits. This is where I need to do my part, and this is where I can help guys make sure that they're doing their part. And if that is what comes out of a week of observing for him, actually occurs, and that can help make his game better and give him a better view of how it all works together, then I said that was a positive.
Yeah, are you forced to go with him the rest of the year unless there's an injury?
Unless there's an injury, I don't see why you would. You get to a point, pin on the record, you would like to say, if you're Cody Kessler fan, okay, when does he get an opportunity, a chance to prove his merit and worth? But at this point, if it's about, it becomes about the maturation and development, because what you're going to start doing is doing what? Thinking about the upcoming draft, and do you need to make a move on the quarterback?
Well,
we need to find that out, obviously.
And we talk about how some of the plays have not been the very best to where you can highlight Deshaun's skill set. Deshaun said it today in the media scrum, is that they're plays that should be successful that we haven't executed, and it's been on him. That's Deshaun Kizer's words, okay? So you're going to get to a part of the season where, hey, you know what? You're either going to sink or swim. It's going to be on you. You're going to have to play your way out of it, or you're going to probably go back down in the dumps, and we'll be talking about something else, getting ready for next year. I think he's too talented. I know that there's so much that's on his shoulders. I don't know if he'll take the next step, but there is a base for talent there that makes you want to see more. But he has to harness that. He has to turn it into positive play, and then obviously you want him to turn it into wins. And I'm willing to go step by step with the young man, and then we'll see by where we're at week 15, 16, 17 if there's a change there, or if we are starting to think about somebody there at the top of the draft, or somebody who's playing on Saturdays right now. Because where you're at right now, where you'll probably draft at, the issue is going to be forced upon you. The conversation is going to be forced upon you. It's just unavoidable at that point. The only thing that can change that is Deshaun. No matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstances, it is only Deshaun who can change that himself. He is in very much in control of his own destiny. Third down. Getting ready for the Titans. Marcus Mariota back at quarterback, noticeably limping during that game back on Monday night. In a weak division like the AFC South, handicap the Titans' chances. They're 3-3 for winning that division.
My gosh, I think they have a great chance, because you consider what's going on with the Texans, and that they've lost marquee players with Watt and Marcellus being down. And unless you like what you see out of Watson, but I think they have a great chance to go ahead and win that division, because the Colts are competitive, but do you really expect them to turn things around? I'd say no, especially with Luck getting more cortisone shots, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you got Luck who's banged up, and I think people have been giving Jacoby Brissett a lot of credit.
You don't like what he's done?
No, I really don't.
Really?
I really don't. I don't think it's any sort of a long-term answer. That's what I should say, okay? They say, well, he's kept him competitive. He's beat teams that are combined 0-12. Okay, so I'm not going to give him too much credit there. That team is not that good. I don't think he's overwhelmingly great.
But I watched a touchdown pass be dropped in that game as well, and I saw a guy who wasn't in OTAs with him or training camp, and he's actually playing pretty well, in my opinion.
All right, well, then you can come about 120 miles east, and we can talk about it here, because that's the way, probably 200 or so, right? I don't know the geography that well. But you can come over east, and we can have that same conversation here. So if we're not going to make those excuses for our rookie quarterback, I'm not going to make him for a second-year guy.
Yeah, but I think he's doing much better than our rookie quarterback.
I'm not going to
do it. Our rookie quarterback is struggling in the red zone area.
If I'm not going to make excuses for our quarterback who is struggling in the red zone, which I'm not going to make excuses for him. Jacksonville, okay, go ahead.
But again, he had his team in a situation where they could have won the game had his receiver caught the pass. Now, lately, we can't make that assessment of Deshaun, in that we've seen situations where he was throwing the ball in places he had no business throwing the ball, and it was very ill-advised, his decision-making.
And if we were on a different show right now, I would tell you what it feels like to be him, but I'm not allowed right now. So I'll say this again. I can't make excuses for my guy. I'm not going to make excuses for that guy. That's not going to happen.
But who made an excuse for
him? If Andrew Luck was healthy to go right now, which one would play?
Andrew Luck.
What would you give up for Jacoby Brissett if you were one of the other teams in the NFL?
A fourth or fifth round pick.
Okay, so I guess he's not really that great. Because if he was really that great, we'd be talking first or second.
You got to win games to be considered great.
And what are they? They're 2-4.
But they are competitive.
And they've beaten two teams that are a combined 0-12.
But they are competitive. Okay. You got to give them that.
We move on from that. Jacksonville, they're 3-3. Nobody talks more than Jacksonville, and nobody backs it up with less like Jacksonville. I'm sorry. That's all they do is talk about the respect they deserve. Tevin Smith a couple years ago, we're back. This is the Jaguars. This is the way it was supposed to be with Tom Coughlin. Nope. Nope. Gus Bradley got canned. Now they're talking tough again. You got a former Brown who's talking to who actually is having a good season. Deshaun Gibson has 3 picks. Mm-hmm. I'll give him that. But they're talking tough again. And what happens? They go back home. L.A. comes to town. They get stoned out. They're 3-3.
Right.
I've never seen a team talk more and accomplish less than this generation's Jacksonville Jaguars.
But at this point, Ken, a lot of people probably expect them to be 2-4, let alone 3-3. And I know you said it's only one game removed, but that sounds actually worse than what it actually is. I'd rather be 3-3 and 2-4.
Whoa. Well, congratulations, you're 3-3 in division. And you're supposed to accomplish more with that defense and those weapons.
Considering they were the bottom of the barrel NFL teams last year, and considering that no one felt that they even had a franchise quarterback, though they have invested tons of capital in Blake Bortles, I got to tell you, I like the job that Coughlin's doing. At this juncture, for them to be 3-3, a 500 football team, I'll take it.
There is an episode of The Simpsons, Gerard,
uh-huh,
where Lisa becomes a vegetarian, and she tries to serve gazpacho at a pig roast. And she's upset, and she knocks the pig that Homer got down a hill, and it goes off through a bunch of things, and Homer's chasing it. He goes, it's just a little dirty. It's still good. It's still good. And he keeps saying it, and he chases. It's just a little slimy because it goes into the sewer, and then it shoots through a hole over Springfield. He goes, it's just a little airborne. It's still good. It's still good. That's the way people are thinking about Blake Bortles. He is the pig from that episode of The Simpsons. And I look over to our executive producer. He's like, yep, you got a point. You know what?
Again, Ken, they stand at 3-3,
but it's true.
They stand at 3-3 with 10 games remaining. That is a lot of football left to play. Now, if they're 4-8, then your point is well taken. But yeah, give them space and time to see what they're going to do, because they seem to be competitive to me.
You think they make the playoffs?
No.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
I don't. But again, were they not one of the worst teams in the NFL last year? Yes, they were. Well, now, if they get to 7-9, 8-8, what do we call that? We call that improvement.
Okay, well, wonderful. Great, good for them. Good for them.
I don't try to see how we can afford to be bougie right now, because we're trying to get a couple wins.
No, this is the whole point. Well, wait a minute. Gerard, I'm not comparing right now. I am just purely analyzing the Jacksonville Jaguars from an outsider's perspective.
Sorry, I'm Brown-centric when I'm
I understand
here.
That, but I'm not making the comparison right now. No, 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 no. I'm not making that comparison.
Okay.
But analyzing the league, you're the former player. I got to watch every single game I can, sometimes
at
my own peril.
From that perspective, you have to be encouraged if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, because you have Tom Coughlin come in, and you're starting to trend toward the right direction. They're competitive.
I'll take a step in your direction. If we were in Jacksonville right now, yeah, I'd be pretty excited that we're 3-3. Okay?
Right.
All right.
Thank you.
Houston, we talked about. Tennessee, I picked Tennessee to win the division.
Okay.
So, obviously.
Put them in Houston, when you say?
I think that they're there. And I do like Marcus Mariota. I do like him. I think that he's a good leader. I think he's a good kid. I worried that he was a system quarterback coming out of Oregon.
I totally didn't think he'd make the adjustments he's made, but he has totally done that.
He's made those adjustments, which brings us to fourth down.
Fourth down.
We were chopping it up there about the AFC South. My goodness, it's like an AFC South podcast. a non-Browns topic for today. Injuries in the NFL, it's starting to happen at an alarming rate. Aaron Rodgers has gone down. Odell Beckham Jr., J.J. Watt, Eric Berry, David Johnson. Is there a trend causing these injuries, or are they just fluke injuries? Because they're happening to so many notable names.
Well, you hear
so many people, big names.
You hear so many people say, well, the issue is training camp OTAs and your body doesn't get harness during training camp because of the day off, day in. And there may be something to that. I'm not quite certain. I don't know the science on it. But I do know back in my day that when you did double days for 2 or 3 weeks, you had no choice but for your body to harden and get to that point where the stress you could deal with it. So it may be a combination of that. Or simply, hey, Aaron Rodgers situation, you fall on your arm wrong, you're going to probably dislocate your shoulder. J.J. Watt, he's had some injury issues to go along with the past two seasons, so there's no surprise there, because we know the mantra, once injured, you start getting injured more often than not.
Yeah, I honestly think that it seems to be flukes.
And then Beckham, he got hit.
Yeah, these are big names. They just happen to be big names.
Right.
And it hurts, because you want marketable superstars out there to promote the league and to promote the game, and so they're not out there. So you get a cavalcade of who's this guy? So it makes it a little bit difficult. But you're still, as far as the league's so big, there are so many stars there. You'll still have stars.
There are, but when you have two of the guys that are considered the best at what they do, and that being Watt and Rodgers, of course you're going to have some people start scratching their head and saying, what can we do more so to protect guys? I don't know how you can protect the quarterbacks more so than you're already protecting them. Because the way Rodgers fell, I mean, the guy tackled him, but that's still legal, what he did.
Yeah, no, I thought it was fine. I didn't necessarily know about what happened in the Kansas City Chiefs game. Thank goodness Alex Smith didn't go down.
Now, that was egregious. And I think that seems to be the deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. They're going to get close to those. They're going to do things they're doing things at the line and beyond. What I mean by the line is they're doing things that you know are illegal, and it's like a form of trying to intimidate. And it doesn't work that way. If anything, it makes guys more upset and more angry.
Think that was cheap?
It was totally cheap.
Because I thought he got pushed a little bit, and then
he
I watched,
pushed it all.
I saw it on the all 22, and I'm going, I don't think he got pushed.
But the problem I have with this,
I don't think he got shoved the way he acted. You're right.
You could have ended Alex Smith's career doing that. That's one thing to play hard nose and get after a guy and be physical, but to do Bush League stuff
like
that.
Mitchell has a history. It's the same. If Vontaze Burfict did something completely by innocence, and he probably has.
Right.
Do we take that as innocence? No.
Because he's convicted guilty already because of track record and history.
Yeah.
But in this case, I mean, that was, again, I use the word egregious because it was, and then try to act like he didn't try to hit him.
Well, no one's going to stand in there and say, like, yeah, I absolutely did it. I don't think he was going to do that. But I agree with you. I absolutely agree.
Go back to when
we
played the Steelers. They were doing the same, very similar things in the secondary.
100%. Absolutely agree. And that is four downs. Hey, you going to be a big winner? Visit Jack Racino every Tuesday in October to find out. All Club Jack members who are 55 and older are eligible to swipe at a Jack kiosk and receive a free Ohio Lottery scratch-off ticket up to $20. Just swipe between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. to participate. So much more coming up later on in the show. We'll go inside the locker room with the quarterback decision. We'll go over some of the cuts from today during the open session with the media. Jim Donovan will join us, and also we'll tell you what's coming up on Thursday night for the Hugh Jackson Show as we will be live at Tony K's Pub in Berea. It's going to be a fantastic time for everybody involved. Hope to see you on out there. But coming up next, Browns wide receiver Bryce Treggs will join us. We'll talk about his maiden voyage with the Cleveland Browns and what he hopes to accomplish throughout the rest of 2017. It's Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry. It is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show, the Week 7 edition on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Want to be in the know? Tune in to the Hugh Jackson Show presented by State Farm every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
We got to do the things that help you win. We got to eliminate the penalties. When we're down there, we got to finish drive. We got to catch the ball better.
Watch Nathan Segura and Coach Jackson break down plays from the previous week and look ahead to the Sunday matchup. Also see Dustin Fox and Matt Wilhelm's exclusive interviews with Sunday's playmakers.
Got to make those plays. I mean, that's what pro teams do. You got to get better at it.
The Hugh Jackson Show every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
The all-new 2018 Toyota Camry is here. With an all-new powertrain, our most advanced safety features, and a jaw-dropping design, Camry comes in four distinctly different grades, including the premium XLE and the sporty aggressive XSE. Now through October 31st, get any new Camry with 0.9 APR financing, or you can get a great lease deal with approved credit through TFS. For complete details on all Toyota offers, go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Coach Jackson here for Universal Windows Direct. Good protection is something I demand, and Universal Windows are protected by a true lifetime warranty for as long as you own your home and 30 years to the next homeowner.
Right now, for every window you buy, you get the next one free and 0% financing for 36 months. Plus, get free installation.
216-518-8900 or UniversalWindowsDirect.com. You'll be saying, I love my windows.
Watch the game from the best seat in the house, a new home theater from Wayside Furniture. Choose from hundreds of seating and cabinetry options for your big screen TV and electronic equipment. While you're here, enter the best seat in the house contest, where you can win 6 VIP seats in a luxury suite with food and drink to the last home game of the season, plus a pair of Flex Steel recliners or sofa of your choice. See entry form online or in store. Cleveland fans deserve no less. Wayside in Akron, better furniture, priced lower since 1937.
At Fifth Third Bank, we're working hard to make banking a Fifth Third better. Just look at our name. Five thirds equals 166.7%. So, according to the laws of mathematics, we are obligated to put 166.7% into everything we do. From our great customer service to more than 45,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide to our official partnership with the Cleveland Browns. This is banking and barking a Fifth Third better. Learn more at 53.com/Browns.
Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
At Fifth Third Bank, we're working hard to make banking a Fifth Third better. Just look at our name. Five thirds equals 166.7%. So, according to the laws of mathematics, we are obligated to put 166.7% into everything we do. From our great customer service to more than 45,000 fee-free ATMs nationwide to our official partnership with the Cleveland Browns. This is banking and barking a Fifth Third better. Learn more at 53.com/Browns.
Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospital's Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
Browns and Titans coming up at the stadium on Sunday afternoon. Already week 7 in a preview of this game between the Browns and the Tennessee Titans. We welcome in Browns wide receiver Bryce Traggs. Bryce, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All righty. First things first, how do you feel about Cleveland?
I'm loving the city. It's pretty obvious that the fans are behind us, and they deserve to get some wins. So every week, that's what we're working towards, trying to get the fans they deserve.
Los Angeles, California, that's where you're from. Inglewood, to be exact. When was the first time you saw snow?
First time I saw snow, probably about 6. I had to go up to the mountains to see it because there's no snow where I'm from.
What's it like to be there on the Pacific coast and at the beach?
Like I said, it's always sunny. The weather's nice. It always smells like the ocean. Obviously, I miss home, but like I said, I like Ohio, too. I like Cleveland. The city's great. The people are nice, so I'm happy to be here.
You went to Cal, correct?
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about how they're doing this year?
I think they're doing great. First-year coach. They're winning some big games, upsetting some people.
Beating over Washington State.
Yeah, big beating. That's the defense. When I was at Cal, we averaged probably about 45 points a game with Jared Goff at quarterback. Mm-hmm. And the numerous receivers we have in the NFL now, but we also gave up about 47. So
you pay attention to his career right now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I trained with Jared in the offseason, a great friend of mine, and I'm happy for him that he bounced back after a tough rookie year.
Yeah, that had to be frustrating for Jared. He goes through so much change, his rookie season. He's not playing that much. You got this Jeff Fisher thing going, and now it looks like he was pretty good all along. He's gotten the chance to be brought along the right way with Sean McVay.
Yeah, definitely, and I think that's a good partnership, him and McVay. McVay's a young guy, so he can relate to a young quarterback. And as you can see this year, those guys are rolling, so I'm happy for him.
As a wide receiver, how do you adjust to different offenses? Cleveland, your third stop in the NFL, how do you make the adjustment?
It's all about being a professional. It's our job to understand what our assignment is, because if you don't have your assignment together, then you can't execute the play call itself. So when I first got here, I had some late nights because Coach told me I was playing on Sunday, and I just got here on Tuesday against the Jets, so... Basically, a lot of the same formations are similar and the concepts are similar, but they just call it a different word. So for me, if I saw a concept that we ran in Philly, I still kept that concept name in my mind,
but
just had to switch it over to what Hugh Jackson calls it in his offense.
Had you always been in contact with the Browns? Did you know they could be on your wavelength?
I didn't. I was on the practice squad for 4 weeks, really frustrated, wanted to get on the field, felt like I deserved to be on the field. So when my agent told me he had an opportunity for me to get on the field, and it was Cleveland, it was a no-brainer. I was ready to go.
So you get the call. You have to be ready for it, obviously. What was that process? Did you just hop on a plane and get here basically the next day?
The process is actually a lot more stressful than people understand. Switching teams is not a fun thing to do. You had already signed a lease on a new apartment. You had all your furniture moved into that apartment, and now you literally have to move, pack up all yourself, and go to a different city. So, it was pretty expensive to get the move, but...
You're in an apartment. Do you keep many things out because you know you might be called at any time?
Not really. A lot of my stuff is in Los Angeles, and I just have what I need for the season. I got a couple going out clothes, but not really. A lot of my stuff is in L.A., so...
So you wear a lot of team-issued clothes right now.
Yeah, a lot of team-issued clothes, definitely, as you can see.
Yeah, Bryce Traggs joining us on the show. Well, you're chasing a dream. How old are you?
I'm only 23.
You're 23?
Yeah, I turned 24 in April 30th.
And you're chasing a dream. Obviously, you're living it out with the Browns. What's it like to put on an NFL jersey and play in the NFL?
It's everything I worked hard for my whole life. All the hard workouts, all the late nights, working out with my dad, grinding. It sort of all pays off. when you're out there putting on that jersey. And hopefully we can turn this place around and like I said, get some wins because the city really deserves it.
What do you do well as a wide receiver?
I run fast, play fast, which is huge. Fast guys play a long time in this league, so I have that going for me. And I think my route running is really underrated. But in this offense, I've really been displaying that with some good third down pickups, and hopefully I could just build on that and I get better every week.
The wide receiver room's come under fire. Not all that is with you, obviously. Oh, yeah. You just got
We're aware.
So take me through what a wide receiver does right and what a wide receiver does wrong. What's a common mistake a wideout makes?
A common mistake that a wideout makes, not coming back to the ball. When a wide receiver doesn't come back to the ball, and let's say the ball gets picked off, makes the quarterback look like it was his error when really it's on the receiver. When you don't get your quarterback depth, when you don't get the depth that the quarterback's on, so let's say I have a comeback route at 15 yards and I break it at 12 or 13, the quarterback's not ready to throw, so it throws off his rhythm. Those are two big things that we're working on in our room.
Bryce Drake's joining us on the show. For you, obviously, your goals personally are very, very big, so we don't even need to state them, but how do you relax? How's that downtime? Because it's tough to get settled here in a couple of weeks. What do you do to not recreate, but just relax?
Honestly, I hang out with my teammates. You know, my teammates here welcome me in with open arms. It's a young group, so it kind of feels like college again, where you're hanging out with your guys every day. In Philly, a lot of people have wives, kids, families to go home to. We're here, that's not really the case with the majority of the team. So,
yeah, a lot of young guys.
So when we leave the building, a lot of us are kicking it, hanging out, talking about football.
Any video games?
Yeah, FIFA. Just beat Deshaun the other day really bad.
Everybody loves playing that. FIFA. Who do you play with?
So football players do not play Madden. It's very rare. I do not want to play myself or play with myself in a game that they didn't rate me as I feel like I should be. So I'll play FIFA and I'll play 2K.
Okay, who's your favorite team to use in 2K?
Cavs, no doubt. I'm a huge Cavs fan.
Are you saying that just because you're in Cleveland?
You could check my tweets from way back. I'm a huge LeBron fan. Check it. Cavs in six this year, NBA Finals. I don't care who we're playing.
Bryce Treggs. Did you watch last night then?
I did. Big win. Sucks to see Gordon Hayward go down. Wish him a speedy recovery. But, it's a big win. Good way to start the season.
That is a terrifying thing.
Yeah.
To see something like that. Now, you're a player. What do you do? Because it just sucked the life out of the entire building.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think of when something like that goes down?
When something like that goes down, you note it. And, what you really have to do is just really play fast and not think about injuries, and that's the easiest way to stay healthy. When you're out there timid, kind of thinking you're going to get hurt, that's normally when injuries happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out there confident playing fast, keeping your feet moving is also huge. As a receiver, when we're blocking, if you don't keep your feet moving, you can get rolled up on so easily, and you can get an injury like that. So there's a couple things that you can do to stay healthy.
So who is your favorite team to use in FIFA?
It really doesn't. I'm so good in FIFA, it doesn't really matter. I could get any 4.5, 4-star, 5-star. It doesn't really matter.
You're better than I've never played FIFA.
I have a favorite player.
Who is it?
Cristiano Ronaldo is my favorite player.
Yeah, why?
I don't even use him on the game because he's too good. It's kind of cheating.
And you use the Cavs in NBA 2K. You're a big LeBron fan. Why are you such a big LeBron fan?
Because he has so many haters, and I feel like instead of focusing on his greatness and what he's done to this league and how big of a public figure he is in this league, people trying to shoot him down, say, oh, he left Cleveland, came back, all this stuff. But when you look at the numbers, he's the best player to ever play.
I'm not going to assume. I'm going to ask you, so are you a Steph Curry fan?
No, I'm not a Steph Curry fan.
That's great. Well, you're on LA.
I think he's a great player, but I'm not a fan. Yeah. I'm not a Lakers fan either. I'm from Los Angeles.
Do you think, though, it's because of the size? Because LeBron's 6'8", and LeBron has, you think about it, LeBron's from Akron.
Yeah.
Okay. Single parent household, moved all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Your hard scrabble life.
Yeah.
And people always go, well, Steph Curry, he's a lot like me. And I'm thinking, nah, Steph Curry had private shooting coaches. His dad was an NBA player.
Yeah, so you
it's a lot different. Now, LeBron's built like a Zeus, so maybe that's how people see it. But
I mean, when you look at the hand that LeBron was dealt, didn't have a dad in his household, grew up with his mom. And to come from that and go to private high school and find a way to go to the league from that, you have to respect that. That's why when people hate on him, I don't really get it. Because if you watch the games, it's no doubt that he's the best player, most dominant force that the game has seen. But they always try to say, well, he can't shoot. Okay. Then he comes back, shoots 45 from three. What else? He doesn't finish. He's not clutch. Okay, he came back from 3-1, beat the best team in NBA history. What else do you want him to do? So when people hate on LeBron, that really makes me mad.
Who's the next favorite player after he retires?
Kyrie Irving.
Oh, so that's a little awkward. Then,
yeah, but even though he's in Boston now, he's still one of my favorite players. I mean, you can argue that Cleveland wouldn't have
he's the finest finisher I've ever seen.
You can argue that Cleveland wouldn't have that championship if it wasn't for him.
So. See, it's like, well, and I don't want to hate the guy. It's a sports hate, though. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, I understand. He's got his deal, and that's fine. You want to be happier somewhere else, you go right on ahead. It affects my team, though, so I'm going to say, well, obviously I want to beat you, so I got to boo you. But I'm not going to get nasty about it. You understand. It's a rivalry thing.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, I think we won that trade. No knock on Kyrie. Kyrie's a great player. But
really?
Isaiah Thomas averaged 25 and whatever last year, and led his team.
Got to get him back from the hip.
Finals. Yeah, got to get him back healthy. He'll be fine though. I'm excited to go to a game.
What about Derrick Rose?
D Rose is going for sure. You know, revive his career here, and you know we're going to look back on this saying we got to steal and D Rose, yeah. D Wade, same thing. I'm very excited. Well, Cavs in six.
Cavs and man, that's incredible. All right, Bryce Treggs joining us on the show. Bryce, we thank you very, very much for the time. That was enlightening.
No problem.
Enlightening your basketball knowledge in that you are a Cavs fan. You are legitimately a Cavs fan, my friend. I sit here in shock and in awe. Bryce, thank you for the time. Good luck on Sunday.
No problem. Thank you.
Coming up next, we preview the Titans and hear from DeShone Kizer on being named the starting quarterback for this Sunday's game. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hey, it's Riz. Right now, buy one window, get one window free, no limits, and 0% financing 36 months, and free installation. 216-518-8900. You'll be saying like me, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE. To 42424.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
Hey, what's up? It's Hammer from Northeast Factory Direct, and they're so excited to announce that they now offer an exclusive custom American-made line, the Alex Vail Collection, with over 30 different sofas, sectionals, chairs, and ottomans, starting at just $7.99. Pick your piece, then pick from over 100 different fabric patterns and colors to design your personal custom piece. Check out the Alex Vail Collection and everything else at Northeast Factory Direct, West 140th in Cleveland, or always online. Go to northeastfactorydirect.com.
The Cavs are back, and so is Wendy. Cavs insider Brian Windhorst lives here. ESPN Cleveland and thelandondemand.com.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
Well, hey, you want to see the Browns take on the Chargers? Well, on December 3rd, Allstate is sending two lucky fans to L.A. to see the game. To enter, find a participating Allstate agent at clevelandbrowns.com/Allstate. No quota purchase necessary. See website for official rules. Everything ends November 9th, 2017. Let's go inside the locker room, shall we, Gerard, and get some of the thoughts on the quarterback decision. The first one about Hugh is, why only set Kizer for 1 week and not longer?
Sometimes people think it takes 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I'm not in that school of thought. I think if a guy can learn the lessons and if he can regurgitate it back to me, you know, in conversation and in work, and me seeing those things change, then hopefully lessons learned. I mean, everybody's different. Some people it takes longer, some people it doesn't.
And I hear that, Ken, and I obviously support what Coach has to say, but also part of it is this. Hogan had his opportunity, his chance, and it didn't go too well for him. And one of the reasons that you played Hogan is that you want to put the guy out there who you feel gives you the best chance to win. And after he had his experience and it didn't help the cause, it gives you the opportunity with no one being disruptive in the locker room to actually say, okay, put Deshaun back there because you got the same type of production out of Hogan that you were getting out of Deshaun for the past few weeks.
No, that's exactly what it is he might be stuck here. He might be stuck in a ways and think, well, Kevin Hogan has more experience within the offense. He did push the ball for the times he was in, but Sunday was just very poor in a lot of ways. And some of it not his fault, I understand that, but Sunday was just not the way that anybody wanted anything to go. And you're thinking, all right, I'll take the rookie who's got the live arm, and we'll see if we can mold him around and do some of this. It might not be the most opportune way he wants to do that business, but it's the way he has to do that business. So Deshaun moves on. We move on to Deshaun himself and what he learned by sitting out last week.
It definitely sparked my competitive juices. It definitely motivated me throughout the week to make sure that I'm doing extra. I think the most important thing that I got to see from my perspective last week is what my process is and what our process is as a unit and how initially you got to talk less and do more.
I think that's maybe the best answer you could give. You kind of question a couple of things there. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I had a frown in my brow when I heard the competitive juices part, and I get what he's saying there. I don't want to lose my position in my spot, but it shouldn't take those situations to have you do extra, because I'm assuming that you're already doing extra. You're here at 5:45 in the morning. You're going to bed allegedly at 8:30 o'clock. That shows professionalism to me. So if you're doing those things, taking your work home with you, you're doing all you can do. Now, can you always do extra? Of course you can. But there's a fine line between doing too much and doing too little.
Well, there's also a difference between working and knowing how to work and how to work hard. You can say you're working hard. You might very well be working hard, but if you're not working
harder
the right
way. Smarter.
Yeah, if you're not getting smarter by it, then you're not doing anybody any good. And I don't know how much a week is going to help. I don't know how much just 1 week is going to help. I thought a natural thing for this would be this week, next week in London, and then a bye week, you reevaluate, and then you get ready for the Detroit Lions. You're thrust into this situation a little bit earlier here. I think the competitive level of it is that, yeah, it's not fun to stand there as a guy who started off the season and be shown on television, and you know you're being shown on television multiple times with an earpiece in on the sideline. That's a humbling experience and should drive a competitive juice. That's where I think you might have been getting.
Yeah, but here's the thing with a week off. I think a week is effective when you're not doing the things like being on time, being a leader, and being a professional. That's when that week off is saying, hey, this could be taken away from me, kicks in. But if you're doing all those things and you're being a professional and doing what they ask you, doing more and then some, then you say, okay, then what's the week going to do for you? Well, you hope within that week you observe everything. You see how all the parts and pieces fit together, and that, yes, you still have to, because of your quarterback, depend on a bunch of guys to do their part, but just understanding that, hey, I can only do so much. I can't put it all on me. I can just do my part and leave it at that, because if you try to do too much, that's when you get in trouble. And I believe one of his major issues is that he's been trying to do too much.
Yeah, and Wednesday's decision, the fifth change at starting quarterback since August for the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Kizer talked about how he is going to make sure it's the last.
It's understood now that if you're not performing, there's definitely going to be a guy you can't perform. But it's on me to make sure that question never comes back up and go out there and do my job to my best of my ability and make sure that, number seven's out there leading his team for years to come.
Yeah, and I like the answer, but again, the key part to it all is you can't worry about that. And it's so easy to sit behind this microphone and tell you, don't worry, my job's not in the balance. His is. His playing career is. Who knows what they're going to do from a standpoint of drafting a quarterback. All that has to weigh on you, but the key part is you can't let it. You simply have to go out there and say, you know what? I'm going to play with the mentality of I have nothing to lose but other than go out there and gain and make guys better and score points and move the football up and down the field to help my team win and not worry about your personal situation.
And that is Inside the Locker Room. Hey, how does a brand new car sound right before the holidays? Visit Jack Racino every Friday and Saturday in October, and you can drive off into the sunset in a Lincoln MKX. During Jack's $2 million wheel and deal, guests may sign up to win up to $10,000, and on Saturday, October 28th, the grand prize winner could turn that $10,000 case into a brand new car. Coming up in a little bit, we'll preview what's going to happen this Sunday. We'll give you our thoughts on what we need to see on Sunday against the Titans. But coming up next, the voice of your Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan. It is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
As a team, I think that our mission is to have a really good defense and have an offense that complements that.
Catch Browns Countdown presented by Elk and Elk on Sundays at 11 a.m. on News 5 for exclusive footage inside practices, mic'd ups, and interviews you won't see anywhere else.
Well, the city and this team has always been really special to me. And it's where I started my career, and I've always wanted to end my career here. And I've always wanted to build a championship team here.
Browns Countdown exclusively on News 5, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Danny Boy's has something for everyone, from pizza to pesto, fresh salads, hundreds of pasta combinations, and did we say pizza? Thin crust, thick crust, Chicago pizza, New York pizza, and the one-of-a-kind Clevelander pizza. And don't forget unique subs, appetizers, barbecue ribs, and woogie melts. As Frank and the boys always say, variety is the spice of life. Check out Danny Boy's in Rocky River, Canton, Chesterland, Broadview Heights, Sandusky, Talmadge, and North Olmsted. Full menu and money-saving coupons at DannyBoysPizza.com.
It's why we stand in a frozen Muni lot 6 hours before kickoff. It's why we go to every game generation after generation. It's why we cherish memories of a team steeped in history and look ahead with an endless supply of optimism. It's why our University Hospital sports medicine experts keep athletes from peewee to pro performing at their highest level. We do it for our team, for our city, for Browns football. To learn more, visit uhsports.org.
Zenith, the industry leader in football protective technology, is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns Helmets Program in association with the Ohio Lottery and University Hospitals. Headquartered and developed in Detroit, Zenith is committed to player safety and revolutionary innovation. With the number one ranked helmet from the 2015 NFL Health and Safety Report, Zenith is proud to protect athletes at every level. Learn more about the Zenith difference at zenith.com. That's Zenith. XENITH.com.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces. Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
This is the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
Will you be the big winner? Visit Jack Racino every Tuesday in October to find out. All Club Jack members who are 55 and older are eligible to swipe at a Jack kiosk and receive a free Ohio Lottery scratch-off ticket up to $20. Just swipe between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. to participate. Browns, Titans, First Energy Stadium coming up on Sunday. Browns coming into the game to take on the Titans. The Titans, 3-3 on the season and right up there at the top of a packed AFC South. Browns trying to knock them off, get their first win of the season, and set sail for London as they'll take on the Minnesota Vikings. To get you set for this game, we welcome in the play-by-play voice of your Cleveland Browns. Jim Donovan joins us on the show tonight. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you guys.
DeShone Kizer, the starter yet again. Jim, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I knew it was going to happen at some point. I thought it might be a couple of weeks, Ken, but it's 1 week, and you know, maybe on a two-part thing with Kevin Hogan. Number one, didn't play well last Sunday in the game against Houston. Number two, he's injured. He has a rib injury right now, so he's very, very limited. But so I was a little surprised, at least initially, that they were going to do it. But, you know, I kind of got the feeling after the game last Sunday and after how it went down in Houston that Hugh was probably going to go back to DeShone Kizer. Now, it will be really interesting to see what the full effect of being pulled from the starting job and standing on the sidelines for 1 week and kind of soaking it in and then getting the job back and not wanting to give it up. And he was very adamant about that in the locker room today, that he does not want to see number seven coming off the field anymore. So it will be interesting how DeShone now tries to improve on his play.
And Jim, with 1 week off, what do you hope DeShone learned in that 1 week of not being a starter?
Well, I think he got a little bit of a look, unfortunately, because it did not bear well in the game on Sunday, Gerard. But I think he got a look at how, you know, how dangerous it is to turn the football over. And, you know, he himself had been doing that at a very, very high rate. So he had a box seat on the sideline and was standing right alongside his head coach and saw what happens and how the game just completely, you know, gets tilted on the wrong side when you turn the football over. And when you turn it over, and for instance, you know, what happened last week, when it goes back all the way, it just completely takes you off of schedule of what you want to do in your own game plan when you all of a sudden start falling behind. So I hope that he's learned that really playing it safe and not turning the football over and making better decisions, that is precious to any football team, but especially to the way things are going for the Browns right now. They can ill afford to turn the ball over and hand extra possessions to whoever the opponent is.
It looks like Marcus Mariota will be able to go for the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Were you a guy who was a fan of Marcus Mariota coming out of college to the draft?
Yeah, I really was. But I was wondering, Ken, you know, how he would adapt coming out of the Chip Kelly offense at Oregon and how he would adapt to an NFL, you know, structured offense that would be different, vastly different from what he did in college. But I thought that, you know, even when he came to the stadium and he lost in his rookie year, and Johnny Manziel and the Browns beat them on that day at First Energy Stadium, I thought as the game went on, he got very, very good. I think he's a very tough kid. But I think, you know, like a lot of coaches are now doing, and I think that Bill O'Brien did it last week with DeShone Watson, and I think that Mike Mularkey has done it with Marcus Mariota. If the running attack is part of the quarterback's talent set, and it certainly is with Mariota, then don't shy away from it. Incorporate it. I don't think that it's the basis of the offense. It isn't the base of the offense that you want him running a lot. And he's been nicked up and injured a few times now. But if he can do it, then why not let him do it to a certain extent? And I still think, now I don't know if he's going to do it this week because he had a cranky hamstring injury, but it is a part of the game that is very effective for them. So you have those two really good running backs in DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry. But now you got to play Marcus Mariota as a runner, too, when he's 100%. So I think that he's going to be a terrific talent. I really do. I think Tennessee's done a lot of good things around him, too.
Yeah, speaking of a terrific talent, Jim, how impressed have you been with Myles Garrett? Though the play has been limited due to trying to make a comeback on a gimpy ankle, how impressed have you been?
You know, Gerard, I can't take my eyes off of him, and he really is. It, for people that are going to go to the game or if you're watching the game on Sunday, really keep your eyes on him when he's in there because he's a problem, you know, for the offense no matter what he's doing. And I thought he was better last week. I thought I think he felt better last week than he did against the Jets. I think he was a little tentative, and I think he wore down in his opening game against the Jets. He went like 19 snaps. But by snap 16 through 19, I thought that he was kind of lugging that high ankle sprain around the field, and he just wasn't the Myles Garrett. He wasn't even close to the guy that we saw in the preseason. But last week, I thought he was much better, and he lasted longer in the game. He showed no visible signs of it, really impeding the way he wanted to play and what he does. But what he does is really good. I mean, he is destructive, and he is a real handful for people to try and handle as an offensive lineman trying to square him up and keep him away from your quarterback. And if you watch him, take a look at his jersey after most plays. His shoulder pads are coming off of his jersey because everybody's holding him because
yeah.
it's the only way to stop him. And that's a pretty good sign of what a player he's going to be.
Couldn't agree more. Jim, we thank you very much for the time. We'll talk to you on Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
You too. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, joining us on the hotline. Watershed Distillery, they've been making honest Midwest spirits right here in Ohio since 2010. Owners Dave and Greg, they quit their jobs, swapped out their suits for jeans and T-shirts, and they started distilling. Their bourbon and other local spirits have that same attitude. Watershed Bourbon is now available at liquor stores throughout Cleveland. Coming up next, we'll give you what we're watching for, presented by Jack, the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns. You're listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals, Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-916-1033. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-916-1033. That's 1-800-916-1033. 1-800-916-1033.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
Cooler weather means now is the time to try Joby's. Joe just wants you to feel better this season, not get sick so much. All natural bee pollen can work for you. I don't know if it will. It does work for me and I love it. I really need to winterize and get my immune system boosted with all natural bee pollen. Chock full of nutrients, 7 month supply, $99, and the shipping's free. Plus, money back guarantee. Call 877-300-5632, 877-300-5632, and winterize with Joby.
If you are on Medicare and have questions about drug and health coverage options for 2018, please join the Ohio Department of Insurance at a Medicare event near you. Learn about Medicare open enrollment, financial assistance programs, and important deadlines. Everyone on Medicare should review their health and drug plan options. Annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th, and new plan coverage begins January 1, 2018. Visit insurance.ohio.gov or call 1-800-686-1578 to find an event near you.
The Cavs are back, and so is Wendy. Cavs insider Brian Windhorst lives here. ESPN Cleveland and thelandondemand.com.
Ken Carmen and Gerard Cherry.
Back at Berea, Ken Carmen alongside of Gerard Cherry and America's biggest Syracuse fan from what it looks like, our executive producer Jason Gibbs. You look like out of the orange over there, don't you? Big win for Dino Babers and the boys. Is it Babers or Babers? Babers, right?
Babers.
Babers. Big win for Dino Babers, the former Bowling Green head coach.
That's right.
Now the coach of the Syracuse Orange.
Before he got that Northern win. Illinois.
Yes, got that win over. Got that win over Clemson.
Excuse me, Eastern Illinois.
Yes, excuse me. Oh, they got that win over Clemson in the Carrier Dome. You ever been in the Carrier Dome?
Yes, I have.
Beautiful. It's hot in there. Everybody
thinks
it's
weird, man.
I like it. I thought it was cool.
I think it looks weird. So they play basketball games in there.
Well, the basketball games, I think the basketball games are a little bit odd just because, but it's huge, so that makes it a bit fun. I had fun.
I was not impressed with it.
Really? I loved it. I went for an Akron football game once, and I accidentally walked into Jim Boeheim's box.
Uh-huh.
And he gave me this look.
Who are you?
And he just looks at me, and I'm like, I'm in the wrong place. Bye-bye. And that was about the end of it. I mean, it was very awkward. He just looks at me like, all right, get on out of here. I don't want to see you in here. And I was like, okay, thank you very much. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, coach. But, yeah, I had fun in that place. That was a great place. And Akron ended up winning that game. Hey, by the way, you want to see the Browns take on the Chargers? Well, December 3rd, Allstate sending two lucky fans to L.A. to see the game. To enter, find a participating Allstate agent at clevelandbrowns.com/Allstate. No quota purchase necessary. See website for official rules. Everything ends November 9th, 2017. So just a few weeks left. Get to clevelandbrowns.com/Allstate. Time for What to Watch For, presented by Jack, the official entertainment partner of the Cleveland Browns. What are you looking for in this game coming up at First Energy Stadium on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans?
Like everyone else, I'm looking at DeShone Kizer.
Yes.
How do you respond after a week of being sat down so that you can learn more about the game and hopefully your maturation process continues with that? So did you learn to be more cautious and patient with the offense? Did you learn how to just let things come to you as opposed to forcing the issue? Those are the type of things that we want to see. Are you going to be more careful with the football? Those are the things I'm looking for, Kenan. If I see that, then I'm definitely encouraged.
For what you just said about DeShone, I couldn't say anything more. You said it all. I also want to see some better play out of the defense. I think Joe Schobert, there's been a ton asked to him. I'm going to need some more here. This is a game at home. I don't know what type of Tennessee Titans football team it's going to be. It's been up. It's been down. We don't know. You're going to find yourself in a position here where you don't want to let things get away from you too soon. They're young. They're hungry. They want to get a road win. You don't want them to get that going because they're looking to be 4-3 and to put themselves at the top of the AFC South. We are back tomorrow night, 7 p.m., live from Tony K's Bar and Grill on Bagley Road in Berea. Brown safety Ibrahim Campbell will be with us. A big thanks to our producer, Meredith Kane, for our executive producer, Jason Gibbs, and Gerard Cherry. I'm Ken Carmen, thanking you very much. And also for Bryce Treggs, thanking you very much for listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
It's why we stand in a frozen Muni lot 6 hours before kickoff. It's why we go to every game generation after generation. It's why we cherish memories of a team steeped in history and look ahead with an endless supply of optimism. It's why our University Hospital sports medicine experts keep athletes from peewee to pro performing at their highest level. We do it for our team, for our city, for Browns football. To learn more, visit uhsports.org.
Want to be in the know? Tune in to the Hugh Jackson Show presented by State Farm every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
We got to do the things that help you win. We got to eliminate the penalties. When we're down there, we got to finish drive. We got to catch the ball better.
Watch Nathan Segura and Coach Jackson break down plays from the previous week and look ahead to the Sunday matchup. Also see Dustin Fox and Matt Wilhelm's exclusive interviews with Sunday's playmakers.
Got to make those plays. I mean, that's what pro teams do. You got to get better at it.
The Hugh Jackson Show every Friday at 7:30 on News 5.
Sundays at 11 a.m.
Hey, it's Gerard for Airport Nissan and Nissan of Streetsboro. My guy, president, and managing partner Jerry Bennett and his team offer experiences you can't get anywhere else. This month, leave your checkbook at home. Sign and drive a 17 Rogue all-wheel drive for only $229 a month. Also, buy or lease a car and get 1 year free maintenance, including service pickup and drop-off. Visit Airport Nissan, West 130th and Brook Park, and Nissan of Streetsboro, Classic Drive in Streetsboro, or NissanCleveland.com. See dealer for details.
Owning a business is tough, and I know those pressures firsthand. Benny Wells here for Capital Energy Ohio. The amount of money that I pay for utilities was getting out of control, and that's why I made the switch to Capital Energy. They're really invested in helping your business score big with savings on an electric bill. Capital Energy Ohio helps me save on my electric bill, so give them an opportunity to save you money as well. Remember, it's okay to save money. Visit CapitalEnergyOhio.com today to make the switch. CapitalEnergyOhio.com.
Last year was harder than we thought, okay? None of us are exactly sure what will happen this year. I know we'll be a better team. So I think 2018, and I'm not hedging my bets, 2018, 2019, you should see a substantially better football team. I just think we're fortunate to have Hugh as a coach. I think he's established a great rapport here with community. I hope he'll be our head coach for a long time.
Thanks for listening to the Cleveland Browns Preview Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com. The worldwide leader lives in Cleveland. This is ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland. The really big show. Tony Rizzo and
coming up on baseball tonight, the home team has won every game of the